What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That's right, it is a Fransky Friday here on the Midday Show. Of course, Scott's Hall is sponsored by Morgan and Morgan America's large injury law firm. As the Phillies get set to open up a series tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Well, Scott, is raining, the river's rising, and we're outside, but outside of that, I'm okay. I'm okay. Scott, well, you know, it's like, don't keep saying everything's going to be okay, but this river keep rising, man.
Scott, you only hear my voice, Hugh is taking off. He's run for the hills.
It sounds like okay, Scott, a little nervous.
A little bit, yeah.
A little nervous.
Scared.
But I'm glad we get to talk to you, take my mind off everything. So, Scott, I got to ask, because you know how our show goes, and you know we kind of like to push the panic button a whole lot. Is it time to start worrying about Ebola a little bit?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I've seen a lot of starts by Aaron Nola, and I've seen some ups and downs for sure. I don't know about panic button. I think, you know, obviously the Phillies have a rotation now that they didn't have, you know, 3-4 years ago when Nola was at the center of it. So, I do think if you were a few years removed, or a few years ago, you might be more worried, but yeah, I mean, I'd like to see him figure it out. He wasn't very good the other day, and it was a real struggle for him. But I do have a lot of faith that he's a guy that's going to, you know, really work hard and try to figure it out. And, so I don't know that I'd push the panic button yet, but certainly you got to wonder about what's going on.
We're aware. We're not panicking, but we're aware that there might be something.
Yeah. I mean. There might be something, so he's got to figure it out for sure.
Scott, as we move forward here, Andrew Painter pitched again last night. I just keep looking at the calendar and wondering when he might arrive. I mean, they said July-ish, and then what this looks like when he does, because they've already made one move here in the rotation, right? Taiwan out, Ranger in. Everyone's healthy right now. And I know these things sometimes take care of themselves. Someone gets hurt. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But, Scott, let's just play it out. July 4th, Andrew Painter, they think he's ready to roll. What do you think the options really are? I mean, is it a six-man rotation for a while? Do you think they would give someone a break? I wonder if Aaron Nola, if he continues to struggle, gets a break. I don't know what that's called. I mean, sometimes it feels like the Dodgers put people on the IL just to give him a break. But if Painter arrives soon, it feels like they'd have some options here, whether it is a break for Nola, six-man, just something different to kind of change the look of this rotation.
Yeah. I don't know what they'll do, honestly, to be perfectly honest. I mean, I don't think they would spend a lot of time in a six-man situation. I really don't. I mean, obviously, if your strength is guys like Wheeler and Lizardo, and you want them going every 5 days, so I think you kind of continue with that line of thinking. But, you know, somebody would have to go, and, you know, sometimes these things work themselves out.
Sometimes he gets called up for a need reason, sometimes just because he's ready. But I don't know. They're going to have a tough choice to make. It's a good choice, but it's going to be a tough choice to make because I just don't see them doing a six-man rotation, for any real length of time, maybe here and there, but not for any real length of time.
Scott, the other end of the spectrum with the starting rotation is Jesus Luzardo, who continues to dominate. I mean, I continue to be impressed every single time he is out there this season. He has been, honestly, probably one of the five best pitchers in the National League so far this season. I'm starting to wonder now if they didn't just get a good pitcher, they may have gotten a guy that has the potential to be great here, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely got a good pitcher, and sometimes it's on the player, but sometimes it's a combination of the player and the staff, and maybe, you know, the Phillies pitching folks and help unlock him to make him truly great. And I think he's on his way there, to be honest with you. I mean, the addition of the sweeper, I think, has really made him much, much tougher in general to have the two breaking balls. His fastball changeup combination has always been good. His slider is not bad. But the sweeper, I think, adds another wrinkle that, the more and more you see it, the more impressed you get. I think what you also see is that he's growing and learning better how to use it, when to use it, who to use it against, how to couple it with the other pitches that he has. So I loved the move at the time, and there's no reason not to love it even more every time you see him go to the mound.
Scott Fransky with us here, a Fransky Friday, as we are at the Stotesbury Cup Regatta here on this Friday. Phillies open a series tonight against the Pirates. Hugh, you're going to be all right.
No, I'm not.
Hugh's worried.
No, Scott.
Full disclosure, Scott, the area we're in has begun to flood.
Scott,
so
it just got real.
We also found out, Scott, it real-life Titanic, I go down with the ship and Hugh gets in the lifeboat.
Hey, listen.
I sat there talking to Hugh and Hugh started walking away.
Hey, Scott, I just want to say, they think I'm crazy. They're going to start listening to me at some point. I told them this could happen.
As long as the afternoon show is ready to go a little bit earlier, if you guys have to clear out.
they better get ready because we're about to start swimming in about 2 seconds.
I think we're going to be okay.
I don't know.
Well, I'm going down with the ship here. We got a show to do. All right, Scott. Tonight the Pirates come in, and then next week a trip to Colorado and an A's team that is a little more, I guess, competitive than they have been in years past. But, Scott, this feels like a part of the schedule where they should play well and hopefully rack up some wins here. I mean, Pirates and Rockies the next seven games. This feels like an opportunity here to get some wins.
It does feel like an opportunity. I mean, sometimes that can be a little bit scary, right? If everybody thinks when you're supposed to win. And I don't think the players take any of that for granted. I mean, I do think the players tend to believe that the next game on the schedule is the hardest game they got. So hopefully they keep that mindset and not take anything for granted here because, again, if you let one slip away the first couple of days and you're staring at somebody like Paul Skeens on Sunday, he's obviously got the ability to shut anybody down. So, I don't think it's a situation where you can take anything for granted, but it does feel like a part of the schedule where they could maybe make some hay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Scott, I'm curious, in your estimation, how you think the Phillies...
It's okay.
Scott, it's not okay. Scott. See, hey, my partner's been a real trooper about this. Me, not so much. It's getting bad. Scott, we about to. It's getting bad, bro. It's getting bad.
Scott, it's going to be all right. Hugh, it's going to be all right. Scott, let's end with this, and then we might have to put the life preservers on in here. But I'm curious, from your perspective, how do you think the Phillies evaluate Sot and the leadoff thing? I know we've spoken about it. It's been overall good, and I think we like the lineup like this. But his numbers have calmed down a little bit. Is it, you know, OPS just a little over 700? But I know he's leading baseball, or at least the National League, and pitches seen per plate appearance. Scott, how much do you think it's going to matter to keep this going if he's producing a lot, or is it just the way he approaches an at-bat, is that they want out of the leadoff spot?
It's a great question. It really is, and I think it's something they still will continue to look at. I think the thing you get into is if he doesn't hit there, where does he hit? How do you line it up? Do you have Turner lead off every day? You know, do you go Turner, Harper, Schwarber, 1-2-3 every day, regardless, lefty or righty? I tend to think that at least against righties, there's still some more leash there for Bryson. Because you're right, the overall numbers, not the best, you know, but in terms of a leadoff man. You look at his at-bats and you say, wow, that's a leadoff guy, right? He grinds out at-bats. Everybody sees a lot of pitches. And they know what's coming. So that's really good, really productive for the lineup as a whole. But at the same time, they're going to need him to get on base a little bit more. And when he does get on base, I think that what they really love is the dynamic of having Stott and Turner at the top with speed on the bases. I mean, that can make such a big difference with the two, you know, the two big guys to follow. So I don't know that anything in that regard is etched in stone. I really think that there's still some things to consider and things to keep watching there. And, you know, keep your mind open for making changes if you feel like they're warranted.
Scott, really appreciate it. As always, we'll be listening tonight, this whole weekend against the Pirates. Scott, we're going to put the life preservers on, so we'll talk to you next Friday, all right?
Yeah, I hope you got a rowboat, guys.
Hey, Scott, if you was here, you would definitely need one.
Scott, thanks so much. We'll talk soon. There we go, fellas. Scott Fransky there. Scott, Scott
abort,
Fransky.
Abort.
Yeah, we
abort.
Justin,
abort.
We're going to hit a little break here and put the life preservers on and get in a boat, and we'll be back coming up. 215-592-9494, Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.